Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as revised October the 1st.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda without changes. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sharp. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case list under old business, please be advised that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
First case, please.
Case number 11051, Colonial East LP, North Highway 270, Wolf Neck Road, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the required setback requirement from the side yard, a variance from the maximum square footage, the maximum height requirement, and the distance from another billboard.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Stephen Class, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. For anybody who doesn't know me up there, my name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney with Wilson, Howard, and Byard here in Georgetown. And as you just heard, with me tonight is Steve Class, one of the partners with Colonial East LP, the applicant tonight. I have an exhibit notebook, which I'd like to present and would ask that it be included as part of the record of this hearing. And as those start to get handed down, I'll quickly describe the property. I think most of you are probably familiar with the property. But the property we're talking about is owned by Colonial East LP. It's situated along Route 1, just south of Midway. The site is zoned C1 commercial and was recently improved by a Panera Bread restaurant. In the exhibit notebook, you will see that Exhibit A is simply a copy of the application. Exhibit B is a site plan or survey, which we'll get to in just a minute. And then Exhibit C will help orient you to the site. That's actually the Sussex County tax map. We've placed a red X, not only on the location of the correct tax parcel, but that's actually the location of the billboard as well. A little bit closer view of it is the second page. Exhibit D is the Google Earth map, and you'll see a yellow thumbtack has been placed in the location of the billboard. You can actually see a straight line, which represents the overhead view of the billboard as shown on the Google Earth map. As you can see, Google Earth hasn't updated their map very recently, as it's not showing the Panera Bread restaurant. What it's showing is that the site was being prepared for the Panera Bread building. The last exhibit is E, and we'll again get to that one in a moment. Tonight's application, as you know, is for both a special use exception to place a billboard in a C1 zoning district and also for a variance from the bulk or height and size requirements for a billboard. I thought I would start with a brief history of the sign, as that will help orient us all as to the basis for this application. The sign was constructed in either 1973 or 1974. Neither Mr. Class nor the Planning and Zoning Office can be precise with that date, as it was constructed before the current regulations and tracking of billboards, which now includes an annual permit. Those regulations began in their most current format in approximately 1995, and this sign predates that by almost 20 years. In the early 1980s, the sign was reconstructed because it was knocked over in a storm. And other than that, as you see the sign today, is as it exists. And in fact, if you look at tab E4, you will see a picture of the sign. On the one side, there's part of it missing, and on the other side, it says Accents. My client recalls that historically this was the first billboard located in this section of Route 1, and his goal right now, or his desire and application tonight, is to replace the 4 wooden pole design with a steel monopole for safety and modernization reasons. It seems a little unusual for a sign that's been there for almost 40 years to request a special use exception at this late date, but because he's seeking to convert the sign from wooden poles to a steel monopole, the zoning office requires an entirely new application, and which will update its pre-existing non-conforming status and basically affiliate it with today's code. The best way to illustrate the variances that are requested here tonight is if you look at the site plan or survey that was included in the envelope at tab B. As you open it, I would note that on the application, there are 5 variances that are requested. The first is a 600 square foot size variance. The second is a 15 foot height variance. The third is a 40 foot variance from the side yard setback requirements. The fourth is a 10 foot variance from the separation requirements from a second billboard. And the fifth one is a 110 foot variance from the separation requirements from a third billboard. The first variance that is being requested is a size variance. If you look at the color photographs on the right hand side, you will see a sort of a replication of what the replacement billboard would look like. You can see it's proposed to be 12 by 50. If you look immediately below that, you'll see that that's a rendition of the billboard immediately to the south of this billboard, and that one is also 12 by 50. And in a few minutes, we'll review several other billboards, and that is consistent with all the other billboards in the area. The second variance is a height variance, and likely because it was the first billboard in the area. It also happens to be one of the lowest billboards in the area and actually currently interferes with the property immediately to the south of it. And for those of you familiar with that, that's the Enterprise car rental property. If you look on there, you can see how close that building is, and their on-premise sign is very close in proximity to this sign. It's our client's position that their building and sign interfere with our sign. It's probably their position that our sign interferes with their building and their sign. But either way, the height variance is requested so that the sign can be elevated so that it doesn't interfere with the sight lines of that neighbor immediately to the south. Interestingly, I'm aware that there are letters of opposition that were submitted to this application. And the theme of all those letters, and they are simply the letters come from the owner of the shopping center as well as the eight tenants immediately to the north of the property, all talk about being able to view their business. Well, my client's goal was, one of his goals was to increase the sight lines for his neighbor immediately to the south. He thought that they were far enough away that they weren't impacted. But a secondary beneficiary, while not intended at the outset, is that this sign will also be raised, and if there was any visibility concerns with those businesses, that should certainly eliminate or lessen any impact of that. The third variance that's requested is a 40-foot variance from the side yard setback requirements. As you can see, the sign is and has been 10 feet from the side yard, which is with the Enterprise car rental store. The fourth variance that's requested is a 10-foot variance. If you you can see that the surveyor placed a circle with a radius of 300 feet on the survey, which is what's called for in the Sussex County Code. The sign across the street between Burger King and the Harbor Square Retail Center is 290 feet away from this sign, thus the 10-foot variance that's requested. In addition, you'll see, if you look immediately south or to the right of the sign that the application is for, you will see that that billboard is 190 feet from the current existing billboard. To better illustrate what exists on the surrounding properties, we asked the surveyor, Axiom Engineering, to plot the local signs, or the signs that are local to this location. And if you turn to tab E in the exhibit notebook, you will see that the first two pages, again, have a series of yellow thumbtacks and then a brief description of those corresponding signs with the number. And in addition, we've included pictures that correspond. For instance, sign one would be tab one, and that's the pictures there. And I don't know that it matters to anybody, but the picture on the top is the northern exposure, and the picture on the bottom is the southern exposure for each of the signs that are there. As I indicated, the sign that is the subject of tonight's application is at tab four. And there's three other signs. While all these signs are in the immediate area and you can see where they are relative to our sign on the Google Earth map, I wanted to focus on sign two, three, and five. Sign two, if you look at the pictures of sign two, is a sign that is immediately north of the Wawa station at Wolf Neck Road. And as you will see, that sign is a tall sign. It is, and it's also a 12 by 50 sign, which is what's requested tonight. And that sign is 51 feet in height. The next sign is sign three, and that's moving a little further north. That sign is right by, I guess just north of Krabby Dick's, and that sign is also 12 by 50 and is 33 feet in height. The next sign would be sign four, which is the application here tonight. And then the next sign would be sign five, which is the next sign that's immediately north of this site. You will see that that sign is also 12 by 50 and is 33 feet in height. And this sign is similar to the application tonight. As you can see, this sign is in close proximity to a business or building, just as our sign is. And again, the height of that sign was elevated, presumably because of the buildings and businesses that are located adjacent to it. The remaining pictures of the signs, again, are signs that are along this immediate area of Route 1. As the board knows, there are five factors for granting a variance. The first of those is that there's a uniqueness to this property and situation, essentially that the site cannot be used or developed in strict conformity with the code. And the historical context of this property and how it has been developed around it prevents this property from being developed in strict conformity with the code. The erection of the sign came first, and then other buildings and signs came after that, which create the need for the variances sought here tonight. The second requirement is that the property could not otherwise be developed, or that the stated somewhat differently, that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. While the property certainly has the appropriate zoning classification, which is C1, that same construction history that creates the uniqueness of this situation also requires that there be variances in order to provide for the reasonable use of the property and the placement of this sign. Third requirement for a variance is that the hardship could not have been created by the applicant. Of course, my client didn't control the erection of other signs or buildings in the area and hasn't controlled the other businesses that are adjacent to this, particularly the car rental business immediately to the south. The fourth requirement is that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As is shown on the survey and in Exhibit E, this sign would certainly not alter the character, the essential character of the neighborhood, and in fact is in every bit keeping with the other signs that are situated along this area of Route 1. The final factor for a variance is that it is the minimum variance, and the requested variances are the least amount of modification that would be possible for this sign, given the location of the buildings, signs, and businesses that surround it, as well as to provide adequate sight lines for the building, again, primarily to the south, but also obviously to the north. It will benefit those individuals as well. As I stated at the outset, this application is a little unique from most of what you'll hear tonight, because there's also a requirement that a special use exception be granted for any off-premise sign or a billboard. And while the board's familiar with the standard, I'll simply repeat it and then note how the application meets it. And that is that granting a special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. This standard is clearly met for two reasons. First, there's a sign there already, and those businesses have been developed, many businesses have been developed right there in the area. And secondly, it's certainly consistent, as we said, of the fourth factor for granting a variance with the other signs that are in the area. Both its height, its size, and setbacks are all consistent with the other signs in the area. In fact, some research was done, and there have been more than 20 special use exceptions and variances granted along this section of Route 1 for off-premise signs or billboards. For all of these reasons, Colonial East asks that the board grant the requested special use exception as well as the variances. I'm going to ask Mr. Class if he would confirm that everything I've said tonight to you and presented is true and correct to the best of his knowledge, information, and belief.
I do here confirm.
Thank you.
And Mr. Class and I are ready to answer any questions that any members of the board may have.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Turnip, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes. In your Exhibit 4. This property is owned by Colonial East, is that correct? Okay. So it doesn't appear that if this is a current picture that it currently is in violation, but at some time it must have been in violation simply because Colonial East cannot advertise on this. And I don't know if you're aware of that, but that is the rules.
We understand that now,
okay,
sir.
All right.
But we have other interests that we're pushing to advertise.
Okay.
Off-premise.
It can advertise the business on the property.
I believe that may be one of the reasons why it's partially covered.
I see that. Okay. All right. That's the only question I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Wharton?
Yeah. Do you have your signs rented out?
Have I bid the signs out?
Yes.
Just roughly, yes, sir.
So you don't have any confirmed yet?
Well, I have a contract, but we'd like to bid for the lowest, the best that we can.
I think Mr. Class may have misunderstood your question. You're not talking about a contract to build the sign, you're talking about a contract for a vendor to place on the sign.
On the sign, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
That's what you meant.
That's what I meant, yes, yeah, sorry, misunderstood, yes. But you already had that filled. Okay.
Mr. Rickers?
Mr. Mills asked my question.
Okay, and he asked mine also. Okay, they're hearing no further questions then? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive 9 letters in opposition, as Mr. Hutt testified in his testimony. It was from the Midway Galleria Shopping Center.
And I think he addressed...
He addressed
visibility
that. Visibility.
Yes, the visibility, I think, was the crutch of all this. Okay.
Visibility of what, Mr. Chairman? Going straight down? Is that what the...
Yeah, and I think he addressed that by the light. Okay, well, hearing no opposition, the chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11051. The special use exception, first of all, approve that will not, I believe that will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties with that sign up. And addressing the variances, there is uniqueness to the property, which is historically been presented by the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the variance is necessary to enable use of the property. I think he's proven that. And I also believe the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
And a variance is well not alter the character of the neighborhood. There's enough signs up there. I didn't realize myself there was that many going down the route until I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
And last one, I guess the request is the minimum that will afford relief.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11051. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, in my opinion, the applicant has convinced me that they meet the standards for granting a variance as he addressed each one, and also for the special use exception, I vote to yay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I would vote aye for the same reasons.
Okay, again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11051 is approved at this time.